meditate. For those who still want to meditate, you got 4 more minutes before breakfast. For those who have already developed the meditation, you can slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. Then, as I mentioned just now, today is 15 March. We are entering the second phase of the retreat where there will be more emphasis on meditation itself and continuous mindfulness, heedfulness, and contemplative training. So now I've got 4 more minutes. Anybody wants to report meditation? And after that, maybe ask whatever question that you want to ask. Anybody? The mic is here. Or if there's any written question, you can pass to me too. Maybe I ask you back, how was your meditation this morning? Are you able to relax? At least the first 2 support. Relax and the mind, does it quiet down? very good. Somebody answer yes. What about the rest? Very good. The rest all still cannot quiet down. A lot of thinking. Never mind. You have to have patience. You just let it be. It will slow down. You must know how to relax. You know how to relax your physical body. Like when you're very tired. But then don't sleep. So relaxation is very important. You relieve the stress inside, the tension, the tightness, or any part that you are unmindfully tensing it up. All these are because of your daily life. When you are so used to negative thought, unhappy thought, heedless thinking, especially if you are a career person or housewife that has problem in your life, you find it very difficult to relax because you have been holding on to all this lingering fear, worry, anxiety. And this has stressed out many parts of your body and mind, especially your mind. That's how you get all this unhappy mind state. Then all the mental hindrance. And all these are very negative, bad for your health. So unknowingly, it has already had an effect on you. Because you seldom have joy, have happiness. You always encounter situations that make you not so happy. Then you like every day have to sort out many, many things. It's not to say in life there's nothing to sort out, there's many things. But then you can do it with understanding. Always tell yourself, one thing at a time, mindfully. You got too many things, write it down, write it down, write it down. Resolve it. Every time you resolve, take, finish. Forget about it after that. Don't go and even think of right and wrong. That is wasting time. Those are thoughts that are unfit for attention. Understand? What is right or wrong? The reality is done already, finished. Before you do, you better be mindful. Contemplate. Is this action beneficial? If beneficial, beneficial to who? Understand? If to others, good. If to you, then it's selfishness. Understand? But if beneficial to your family, to your loved one, then it's okay. Then is this action, speech, or thought process skillful? Does it bring about harmony, love, understanding? Does it bring about goodness, kindness, virtue? Does it bring about blessing to others? If you constantly have this type of good mind, then you won't go wrong. If you find out that these are selfish action, selfish speeches or thought, then you have to be careful. These are evil. It brings about karmic negativity, downfall, it not only hurt others, harm others, it hurt yourself, harm yourself, stress yourself out, and create negative karmic conditioning for you to reap what you sow in the future. Is that what you want? You don't want to suffer the same consequence. Don't cheat people. Don't suppress people. Don't control people. Don't force people to do things that they don't like to do. Respect them. They are like you. They got feeling. They got emotion. They also need love, need support, need care. So when you do all this, in future when you come, people will support you, care for you, be kind to you, gentle and nice to you. That's how you will have a good life. If you don't have this quality of virtue and goodness in you, born of noble eightfold path, your life will be miserable. You may have some form of materialistic wealth or success, but mentally, your life, you are not happy, you are not peaceful. You have a lot of problem within. So meditation, to develop the wisdom as taught by the Buddha, is very useful to help you understand life, bring about more peacefulness within you, more mindfulness, more kindness, goodness, more virtue in you, less negative tendency, the evil roots and all those things. If you do all this, you are much better than those who sit there and develop peace and calm, I tell you. They are seeking peace. They are not seeking understanding to improve their life. But if you cultivate mindfulness, observe all this, then you can transform, change, character-wise, personality-wise, and become a beautiful, real living being that can be a blessing to all. Not only to your loved one, yourself, but to all those that you have relationship with. That is what life is all about. You can't have basic human goodness, kindness, love, then you are not fit to be a human being. That's why after that, your future birth, you may not have the condition to be a human being. And you want to be a deva. The Buddha mentioned very clearly, keep your five precepts. Well, probability or chances of becoming a deva is very high. And it's so easy to keep the five precepts, but not easy for people who don't understand. People who have lust, craving, selfishness, emotional negativity and delusion, they cannot keep their precept. They are very heedless. Okay, I think you better have your breakfast. Yeah, so 34. Okay, so pay your respect. Yeah, then I see you back here at 8:30. Yeah.